Her father was killed, and he was not allowed to go. The road driver. they were kind of low from
yes.
Yes.
Right.
And they had a crisis named Ranch, which, you know, he objected to. And their dad was the solo teacher, which, you know, caused trouble. Mm-hmm. And their dad had to put the road across, and he was commissioned to road cross, and the man didn't want to put across property, so they had a shootout. So he was killed. And you can see both sides of it now, but it's way back in the history book. I know there was a lot of hard feelings. If I grew up with my mom, there was bitterness, you know.
There was my people something to that shoot stuff. So that's where the inspiration for cattle and meat. That's the sheep. I don't need to drive too much to see it.
Well, I guess the sheep would eat as close to the ground, there wasn't any grass left either. You know, I see these old wounded, you know, and you see the point of these, the people down here. I'm always talking to
them. And they cry
sometimes. They cry like all of them. Oh, I'm doing that. What if they really need, or if they just, you know, let them go by?
There wasn't any getting them. They just
hit
the cross.
And
then they went on. They just went on. Yes. Yeah. No. They got some somewhere else. And they got put in that art they poured. Mm-hmm. And that's what dangerous, you know. Chopped.
How long? What year was it though? They didn't use any insecticides.
No.
Oh, that's right. Mama tells about a crop 1 year that they had a bad drought. Now this may have been in 1893 or somewhere in there. And they had been barefoot, the kids hadn't had shoes that winter. And they had been
could you really stop reducing this money?
Yeah, said that we were wore out our shoes first winter in Oklahoma before spring came and had to go barefoot during part of the cold weather. My sister Winnie stayed with the woman and helped her draw her husband's away. And the woman gave her a pair of shoes. They were a little big for her, but I would wear them if I had some place to go, and she didn't go. They shared the shoes. I felt sorry for my two little brothers who had no shoes, and the water was hard, and their feet were cracked and bleeding in the winter. And they cried when my mother washed them at night. We had a good crop the next year, and we were looking forward to being able to have a lot of the things we needed. But the grasshoppers came in one night and cleaned us out. So they ate all the leaves and shucks off the corn, during the corn. And we made very little crop all that year. We had to go back away from home and take crop and have a little money. Our family could pick a bale of cotton, but she drove us to the end. We got 25 cents a hundred for picking cotton. Cotton sold on the market for 3 cents a pound that year. But we did have shoes up there. And she talked about food condition. We had to raise most of our food, and such as dried black-eyed peas, and little white beans, all dry weather beans, turnips, and potatoes. Our first greens in the spring were called lamb's quarters, and they grew along the roads, and fence rows, and so did poke salad. Most people had cellars, or we call them dugouts, to keep their potatoes and onions and turnips green. In the spring, we had wild plums, grapes, and turnips that grew along the river banks for our fruit. At one time, when our food supply had been pretty low, my mother had some young chickens, and we were looking forward to fried chickens. And dumplings. We had trouble with the rats killing some of the little chickens and the hawks killing the bigger ones when they got out. One day we were chopping cotton near the barn and heard the chicken calling, so our mother ran to the hen house. It wasn't matter. When she got that ill sow was killing the chicken. My mother was so mad that she grabbed an axe and killed the sow. So she was really a pretty calm person, but I guess that was too much. We had to buy our coffee beans and roast them in the oven. We put them in a shallow pan and turn them often so that they wouldn't burn. That was my job to see that they wouldn't burn. And then the probably should be grounded on in a hand grinder. That way, when these kids heard the coffee grinder, it was time to get up. But I always liked it, finding the old coffee grinder. And she said she couldn't remember buying any food in Kansas until around 1945, in that area.
Okay, but we're good.
How about banks and stores? You didn't have any, 20 miles to store? She says, you don't know if you're going to say really. He was in on the first big boom around Lester, and But the Indians, they mom tells us her book is about Indians and how they have their big horseshoe on picnics and landing all the Indians from the sun. And they come with their blankets, and I can even remember this.
Mm-hmm.
They come with their blankets on, and they'd be driving their great big Cadillacs and Packards, or what are you, mm-hmm. big cars, Buicks, I guess, mm-hmm. it's one of the biggest cars. And if it stopped running along by the road, they didn't know I was running, they just run off, they just walk on over. Leave the car sitting on the road, know what to do with it. And they just let them know how to drive, you know, they had all this money, and everybody was selling anything, to, you know, they want. And they were like children, really. It was really funny, I can even remember that. But I was scared of the Indians too. You know, we were just kids. They still travel to the area of life. if it was, what kind of medicine did you use?
Yeah.
My mama said sometimes when they came up out of water from the gases and they had coffee. Oh, here's weather extreme. He loves weather. You might tell about that tornado through your house over. Well,
I saw that on this when the sun out. The thing was covered with spiral stage. And if anything, they could build it out of just an old dirt wall. And that tornado hit.
It hit our house
really hard. We just picked it up and put it on the cellar door. We didn't have the water for him.
With the door closed.
And he went digging. He was having his first fit. And he was out there. Up on the hill, he was just trying to get that out.
That area there was a cyclone. Mm-hmm. Now, it didn't do a lot of destruction over a large area, but I can use it much, but it just hit here and there in the little house. But, I mean, Mom still, she thinks there's going to come a cyclone down here all the time.
Well, boy, they can. Just like the other night, I don't think. But it didn't. I was expecting dust to start when it was like this. And someone did.
Mama tells about one time talking about weather, about your trip from Texas to Oklahoma, and kept kind of crossing Brazos River.
Well, that's the first time she was that way.
That was when she was about 8 years old. She took the trip and recovered back after her father was killed. Her mother and the kids came down to Texas because it was stable with the family and left their farm up there. And when they got $20 a head, they went back.
This is all messed up. Children and location like I had to slow it down, but
They woke up that, not that the horses were making a noise, my grandfather was with them. And he got out of the wagon, and old rivers come down. There's not any rain where they were, but it had ran that bus and the river came down. And when we got out of the wagon, it was knee deep in the river bottom. So they had to get out of there real fast. And everything was wet. Of course, all the
warm and rain about 3 days. Hard as it could pour, that's what that was.
tell them about her wedding here. They were married, the temple in 1905, so he was married 70 years now. Their friends met at the church. You were married in church, did you? Church, and her mother was in December, so she should be dressing, I guess, like kind of like Christmas dinner. And they had the wedding pictures taken, and mom's got a wedding. And her wedding outfit cost $25. It's handmade. She made it by hand, and her mother had gave her veil, cotton to pay for it. And they went to the church in a buggy, on their horses, two horses, along my dad. And my dad's father gave him 80 acres of land, or probably just letting him farm it. It had two-room house on it, and they moved in January. A feather mattress, there was quilt sheets, those that some cows. And she had a cow, and he had a hog, and had a few mules. And we got a bought a new cook stove. Did you say for $5? Did you say one time it cost you $5? They had a few dishes and some used furniture, which probably was all right. A lot of them. Some friends gave us chickens for wedding day.
No, we had an old chest of wood by the way. Well, they didn't have a screen on the bed.
Yeah, they didn't have a screen.
No, that's my baby's dad. My baby's dad. Mm-hmm. I like that.
They had a
this we had a good book in the town, or at least that.
Well, did they have screens on their doors in town?
Yeah.
There were so many flies. No way to come at them, you know. You didn't have space.
We ran their land out in the country. Out there. We in town to hurt you what it does. Or a fly and cutting up on your nose. Something like that.
$60 a month. Big wages.
Big wages. Don't you believe.
They had nine,
$5, $6 for a book house.
Those were not the ghetto. Mom says those weren't the ghetto. Well, one of the things on health, you know, she remembers, you know, the flu epidemic. During World War I, she said that people, families, whole families died. Oh, here's your good. You want to tell about that, Mama? Some of the things that happened. That was about the time of the. But I guess it went on all during the war. World War I.
Yeah. I think of that jump back here this year. And I think that's many kind of food now. Let's call them.
No, I don't think they have a name
for it.
But didn't they think the boys brought this back from Europe?
Yeah,
some of the boys
died on the road. It
was
in the air, that's when we all like to die out there. Oh, that's the country.
Well,
we had a cold, we had to burn past the street.
She says in a book there that World War I was declared and their good neighbors, the Fritzes, which were Germans, were eyes of suspicion and they made them, all of the Germans had to fly American flags in New York. Her brother Bud went to the war. He was all on his family and guests went to the war. And the terrible flu epidemic hit everyone and her mother died before he returned from France. And her mother was about 51 when she died. And she had remarried later after they had married and had a daughter by her second marriage that was living in her home. And this girl was made her home with us. But during the flu epidemic, three or four members of a family would die at a time. I know
opposite of some of our neighbors, and they would just take something and hand it in a window or the door, you know, rather than going to the house if they could help us. And we were lucky we didn't get the political letter in the fall of 1920. The whole family was sick of that.
Thank you. just going to be going to wait, not to get sick. So these guys rang on the phone, and the doctor was down in the neighbors. So he got hold of me. Well, at lunch, my sister's husband come in, and my sister was to let the baby come down there.
Well, he had animals.
Yeah. family, I think, that we have. You know, they the home. Always prepared for that.
How about television?
My job is that.
Well,
he's got a plan and a
horse.
That
was good.
And a
joke and stuff. How about now, did you kids believe that, or did you
mm-hmm. See, his mother didn't have a father. They had to do a lot of the work.
And they drove horses. Well, and she mentioned, how about your shopping? When you want to go for shopping, what was your job to the
woman?
Before he's married, I think you talked about one time in
the school. I think I get married about three times.
That's 20 miles away.
Somebody has to get on the big deal. I went north. That's why. My brother was great. That's what I'm going to
do. How about the bank
house?
You were talking in here about trips to farm to get your supplies.
I think
she was a kid. They go to farm in Texas, which is okay. And they take it for a week to go over.
Take 3 weeks to go down back. We'll get to go there.
How far was it to farm? 35 miles to go.
35 miles to go. And we sell out there of going over. And we go in and buy our stuff and come back to the store.
Their water, she tells about their, they didn't all have water wells. And in fact, maybe they don't. Maybe no. Nobody had
water.
And they had kept the water in tanks and hauled it. And they used a lot out of these tanks where the cattle run in there. Full of cow urine. They just had to drink it. Later on, they built cisterns. Have you ever heard of cisterns? Where they dig down underground and cemented. We had one. They cemented it in. And it was cold. You know, kind of small. It probably fell down under there. We'd have to go down on a rope and clean us out of it. And they'd have gutters off the house that go down those pipes and go down the back of the chair. And every once in a while, you know, mouse fell in there. And we'd have to get out or drink water off of it. You thought about your health problems.
Well, that's
what I thought.
That was
that one.
The mouth doesn't eat one.
Nothing like that
water. Mama
probably drinks water now.
You know, it's not hot in it. But it's water. I drank water one time off the bed deck. And
since then, I'll tell you, that water got to be clean. We're clean, at least. Well, one, you don't know it. She said they were homesteaders, so they're called nesters. The cattlemen have been grazing all these areas. The homesteaders were being killed. That's where their problem was. Let's see. She told me about the early day, 4th of July. Celebrations, that was one of the things they looked forward to all year, was getting to go to the 4th of July celebration in Maine. And they had
merry-go-round to pull the horse. You know, they put horses pull around on the merry-go-round. She said they would go into town, 22 miles, and they'd go in their covered wagon and stay in the wagon yard. And they'd do their own cooking. There wasn't a place, you know, I guess, to eat. And they'd take all their bedding, even their old mattresses that have some old mattresses, made out of corn shucks, and they'd go on and sleep on that. The men would sleep in the wagon, the women and children would sleep in the campground. And they'd have a big horse tank full of water and 10 cups right on the side of it so that they'd drink their water out of it. So the time the picnic was over, it looked like a bunch of horses in there, the tank. And this medicine people doesn't have a drink actually on that tank. That's how much they have a stand for soda pop, lemonade, and popcorn. They charge 5 cents a glass, which is pretty high considering, you know, everything else. She said, I ran 1/4 of July on the picnic for the fourth, but I got me a boyfriend and he pays me $20. I didn't spend my money. A lot of had three barbecues and a lot of politicians this week. And then we did barbecue by digging a trench in the dirt and putting live coals under it and turning the cow. They just put it on a big pole and turn it. And the dust and dirt go up on it and the straw on the outside, so it tastes pretty good. Really? Yeah, Mom would not eat barbecue for a long time. I remember that. And the lumberyard in the town would build platforms for the dance on it. She said she wasn't allowed to dance because she belonged to the Baptist church. And they turned me out of church for dancing. But once when her father-in-law, my grandfather, the preacher came to his house and said, I heard that you had a dance last night. And he said, well, if you don't believe it, I've got plenty of witnesses. And they liked to dance and they didn't care what the preacher thought. But they didn't turn me out of church either. Too big a family, I guess. They went into that church. They might built the church. She's talking about, my dad rode from western Oklahoma out to Colladale Canyon, which is around Amarillo. Mm-hmm. Uncle Canyon down there, the Indians lived in that canyon. They used to go back and go down that canyon with his father. And he rode across there, he and his cousin, and cut poles out of post out of the canyon, the fence post, when he was about 16. And they didn't have any money. They took their horses and rode across out there and they killed rabbits and birds and they just awful what they could get out of the land. It seems real now. They stayed out there in years. Did they have any money when they came back?
I guess they had a little, not much.
When they came back, that's when they talked about marriage. How old were you and how old were you?
I was 16 and he was 20.
Thanks a lot. And I was 6. I'm saying I'm not some of the funniest here. How about some of the riddles and jokes and things like that? Well, the cowboy song, she mentions the Bull Weevil song and Who All Broke Home. Yeah, I don't
know much about
how about Red River Valley and those kind of songs? They can't even tell you.
I'm told
later about the plane. But if you want to get on racial feelings, there sure was a lot of that. Back in those days, it was a definite racial barrier, you know, between races. There was no integration at all. I remember we had a few Mexicans tonight. And they were completely
Well,
they liked them, but they had kept them in, you know, they were not smiling. And the Negroes were very discriminated against them. They had their
hands. Well, the
feeling was there. I don't think, yeah, in general, they was, everybody
kept,
you know,
just going to come.
But I think any place you find an area where it's that, you know, primitive, you'll find it's stupid.
I think civilization that for very long, but there was a man, there was a Negro man, come through there and he was going to dance with a skill. Seemed like a meanest thing, you know, for him.
He was probably escaping from something.
That's the way they live in that time. They don't have a good excuse for us. They really belong to me. That's all we're saying.
Well, all of them came to me. That's
right. Yeah, there's one coming to my house tonight, and I'm asking for grave, I'm pretty. She's done something. So he's looking around now. And I thought it was my thing to talk. He was dark and fractured, you know, and you come up on it over and that one and stand down and see the kids with a kitten. And I looked up and saw his head there. I said, you sure come on now and come in, you're not scaring anybody. So the old fellow, he was getting the difference. And out the door, he looked out and he walked around. He said to get a head on for the cat. And I told the dog, that's a kitty. That dog goes to his legs and he took it off down the aisle. And the dude's still a dog if he wants to. But I saw that guy the next day and he was going to take that head and never take that. I never knew it. But the end of the middle of the first cat, I saw that a lady named
Oh,
my little sister was staying there a lot nice, keeping Adelaide's faces. And we went out to pick cotton from there. With the broke glass cars to pick cotton. And we come in early that evening, sometimes, and she went home now.
So most of your Negro or black people were, did they work in the fields? Now Mama had, at one time she had to say,
yeah, they worked in the fields, but they weren't too many of them because that little simple town there, of course,
but there's been a marked difference in the attitudes, I'm sure, in that area.
Oh,
that's
a good question. He's looking somewhere to take.
Let's see. raid bandits on them. Do you remember anything? Now, Mama, we were in that area, you know, fucking Bonnie Flag and all that time. But I don't know, we didn't hear much about it.
Well, we had a lot of numbers of people coming in at earlier days, not before that. But there were a lot of numbers of
people. It was mainly just law. Everybody took care of their own law, but there wasn't much law enforcement.
That's right there.
It was sort of eye for eye, and it worked.
And it was all about that big furnace, unless they got work at that.
And her grandfather, her dad was killed. They call it just a Bible. Yeah.
And that gun down.
He was shot through both hips. As soon as he was reaching his head. And, but then her brother always felt like they ought to take care of this situation. But they never did. Well, the man that killed her dad got killed and later on. Did he kill her? So, you know, it was the law was in depth. In the only way, I guess, a lot. It wasn't that much. Did they have a trial? Did they have a regular trial? But from what I understood later on, that the man was a pretty influential man in the community.
He was ready to murder, but it was. He killed one with only murder.
But he built the schoolhouse and he had a lot of land. He was, you know, influential, as near as I can figure out. Grandpa. Well, later on now, let's see. Is this about the first autumn? What was that? 1905. In her book here, she said the first car she saw.
Yeah, that was a little older. The car was a, it looked like a home, like a movie that right from the side of that, so that makes something after the loser memory. That's the first one she saw. Then you got certain things that you would need big cities, you know, and they have a second hand with that. And they go to the town. And then my husband had another
man
that
worked
hard.
They weren't in the
cabin,
see?
They had hooks, they had to leave the sailor.
Because my dad worked in a tin shop, and then he started working on the car. He was one of the first mechanics, I guess you'd call him. The mom said here that they didn't make any cars and be useful. They didn't have roads for them. And they couldn't go anywhere hardly. They thought they just going to be here for a while and pass and fancy and they'll be able to call them
to get in Florida.
Yeah, I can imagine how some of the other. A doctor, Dodson, she said, only the first one that she saw that looked more like a buggy than a car. They still got movies. Now, what was the first time you saw a movie? We were out. I remember my dad one time they've gone to see our band comedy in town. And, or he's telling this, because I didn't do it. He was telling that. He said he went down and he loved it. He said, hey, so he'd go down and see this. And so he went down. So he said, I went down and saw that RJ and Tommy was again. He said, you know, those kids have really grown. He said, he's the same one.
He was great.
And somebody else thought, well, I didn't think they'd grown any. Mom tells one story back here about transportation. She said they'd gone to see some relatives down in Hubbard, Texas. That's when you live in Hubbard, Texas. She said they traveled, they went to see the aunt, and on their way home, she lived about 5 miles away, and her mother and all the kids took the wagon when they were sick. And so they decided to bring her back with them. They were going to bring her back, she was going to spend some time with them. And when they was coming back, her sister was driving the rescue on the front of the wagon broke. And it kept bumping the mule wheels, and they started running. And the women were worried about the kids being able to see that Daniel Smith, who would have come to get her story with me. And my sister tried to stop, and she had driving, and she couldn't. She didn't know what to do. She couldn't do anything. That's the only kid that. Yeah, it gets better when I let that wagon fall. I got out and finally we caught up with it. Well, I'm from a little village. Then they could stop. You were going to run and go the one through there. Then we told the attendant to get out of where the nurse is. We found that. They couldn't come home. So they didn't have time to tell the kids that they just start dropping them off the wagon. And you know what's going on? They start hollering and yelling. Run after the wagon, going. And so then they had to go back and gather all these kids up and get the wagon started.
Well, I think the wagon couldn't get out very easy and that wagon run that fast. I guess that's what it is.
They had long dresses they wore. Long dresses,
skirts, and
gloves. And the wrong thing. And that was the night in place.
Oh, you're returning.
I thought you might not bring one nut lock.
Oh, man.
Well, it was my good day at the moment. Maybe I'd bring that flashlight to put my nose in my glass and put it in that room. And I rang the bell.
Then you went through, she had a boiler,
out on the far outside during the summer, and in the summer winter, maybe on the heat at Pittsburgh. And while all the white clothes, and clothes are white,
well, it's not a good thing, that's not a good thing. That's the best thing, what's it all about?
But we sure had a rough time on wash days, everybody knew. In the clothes drying, I'm supposed to have windows left down here, but we have a little thing. I can remember our clothes freezing on the line, you know, mm-hmm. The time, hanging out there, pretty solid, you see that door with this paper.
But the clothes drying is that
thing. I don't know. But I think what I can remember is good. Because we're pretty bad. I don't know if you wouldn't remember anything about what that was good. Oh, I remember everything about it, but I don't like it.
Maybe we could go on.
Well, I don't know where it's very historical.
It's good.
It's good. Industry, there just wasn't. But not except for oil, early oil, and that was in the 20s, I guess, 20s. But gin, cotton gin, the terrible thing is the cotton. I don't know if my mom remembers it, it's your cotton. Now, mama remembers carding the cotton and wool, you know, and making, did you make a thread? Was
Nick
a thread? Yeah, she's got a lot of quilts and things.
No, I'll call
Daniel is sick.